Ruth, Chapter 3, Part 1, All Things Are Possible. In Chapters 1 and 2, we witnessed Ruth's strong commitment to Naomi, Boaz, and their God. We then saw the grace from Boaz, the Lord of the harvest, to Ruth. We saw their relationship growing continuously closer, relying totally on Boaz's grace. We saw Naomi, the Old Testament representative, giving instruction to Ruth, the representative of the New Testament Gentile bride, with Ruth obeying every word by staying in Boaz's field and gleaning only with his maidens. In chapter 3, grace escalates to a new level. Far past Ruth just finding refuge with the God of Israel, we find the Old Testament again giving instruction to the New Testament. The representative of the Old Testament church of the law, Naomi, sees the possibility of Ruth, the Gentile, becoming the bride of the Lord of the harvest. Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Naomi wants the best for Ruth. Under the law in the Old Testament, their gospel or good news was the assurance of a Sabbath of rest from slavery in the land of promise. Here, Naomi wants to seek rest or Sabbath for Ruth. Rest in the New Testament is being filled with God's Spirit, granting us the peace that passes all understanding. Naomi is saying that if you find grace with Boaz, the Lord of the harvest, that you will find rest. Matthew 11:28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Boaz represents Christ, the rich man, heir of all things, the Lord of the harvest. When he came out and looked over the field, he saw Ruth, and she found grace in his sight. When Christ, the Lord of the harvest, is going by, he does not look for professional intellectualism or big buildings with well-trained speakers and singers. He is only looking for people like Ruth that have made a real, genuine commitment to him. This is to whom he wants to give his Holy Spirit, believers that believe every word and are willing to do everything the word says without question.